Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Roselli. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ty Klein. Batting second, the left fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third, the first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Klein moves to second. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Dillard reaches third base with a triple. Klein scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillard scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Maxwell moves to second. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli takes first base on ball four. Maxwell moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Roselli strikes out. There goes Smith. The throw from Romano to second, and Smith is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona is hit by the pitch. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Kirkland tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Mike Joyce now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkland scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Maxwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Smith reaches second base with a double. Maxwell moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maxwell tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Roselli takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Mike Joyce. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a pop-up towards first. Maxwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kirkland bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Francona moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Francona scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Roselli strikes out. Two outs. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Dean Stone. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Sadowski moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dom Zanni now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 4 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field. Dillard picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dillard. Robinson moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kamkarian pinch hits for Bob Roselli. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.